Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Still so sleepy. Do you know what? Here's a little question about New Orleans right now. What exhausted me more than anything else in New Orleans prior to the show?
Oh my God! The trolley,
the waiting.
No.
Every 12 minutes they say, but more like 20.
Oh, the trolley.
The
sound
check.
Oh, but
well, that's what I meant by the waiting.
What's the worst thing that we could do before a show on a Tuesday?
A sound check.
A sound check. They're soul crushing. They are soul crushing. I wish it was a magic wand that we could do and just wave the magic wand and not have to do that. But we do. And it's a. I am trying to recover from New Orleans.
Yes.
I think most of America is.
Most of America is.
Most of America.
Yes.
Wow.
Programming note, the next time we do a live show in a city like New Orleans, which is also Las Vegas, we'll be taking a month off.
That's
we'll
right.
We'll be taking a month off to go into detox, to detox our livers.
A sabbatical.
Well, the two listeners I saw in the airport, they said, where is the next live show going to be? I said, Salt Lake City.
Utah.
Utah.
No, if you were at the live show, you would know that we alluded to the fact that we were going to be doing a live show from another destination.
Right.
And we're not going to mention it here until we let you know where and when it's going to be. So the fact is, if the people that were at the House of Blues in New Orleans are generous, they could be more than helpful in letting you know. And by the way, if you check social media and you pay attention to what the fan club and people that love the show write on their Facebook pages, you will know where the next destination is going to be.
But you're not going to reveal it.
Wait, people in the airport saw you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people asked on our flight.
Hold on. People that had attended the live show?
Yes.
They asked you where the next show was going to be?
Yes, and I jokingly said Salt Lake City because I said we're that
hungover. But they didn't. Why would they not have known?
We were joking around.
It was like that small talk when everyone's hungover and barely moving their lips.
Right.
The fun, like, hey, where's that next thing, the next show going to be again? And they're like, Vegas, we're going to die.
Oh, again,
there.
Did they say again?
We're going to die there.
I said, we're going to die. These were the people that were so nice that when I offered to buy them a drink, they said, nope, still feeling last night.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, but no.
You offered to buy them a drink in the airport?
No, on the plane, because remember, they're the ones that gave me the aisle seat.
They gave them the fat seat.
Yeah, they gave me the fat guy seat.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So they were at the show. You know, I'm a little tired. You're going to have to help.
Understood.
Yeah, now, Mike, we're all there. We're all picking each other
up. So they knew where we were going.
Yes,
they knew
course.
The city we were going.
Yes, yes.
Right?
It was almost like, hey, we almost died in New Orleans. We had a blast. Where's that new live show again? And then in Las Vegas.
Is that how it went?
Yeah, there'll be like a chalk outline.
See, now I understand. I mean, if they'd been at the live show, we did, you know, the reveal of the destination for the next live show was quite theatrical, in my opinion. You know?
It was like Sondheim.
Very theatrical.
There's a homemade banner for the new 2018 live show already. People know.
Yeah,
I saw that. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's it. And we're very, very excited about that. And we are all getting back on track and recovering.
Sleep was nice for the very first time last night.
Nice to be back in our own beds.
Yes.
It is very, very nice. Very sweet and good and Gale and Bill and happy and light. And why don't we just get right to the mailbag?
Sure.
Because that'll get us right off the aircraft carrier, okay? Because it's going to be one of those shows. I can tell already it's going to be one of those goddamn shows. Swear to God.
It's all about you.
You are. You are.
A month before he's going to be there for me.
You are.
You are. Swear to God. Anyway, welcome to our world, a new youngest listener, Miranda and Ian Cubitt. Welcome Bennett Warren Cubitt at 8:22 p.m. on Sunday, November 5th. And isn't that wonderful?
That
a
is.
Little baby. And based on the fact that our audience is aging out, we really, really want to make sure that you condition that child Mike. To love the Mike Romero Show. No, it won't be relevant when he's 18. I'll be dead. It's okay. Don't worry about it, Cubits. Everything's cool.
Cubits.
This beautiful little boy is already surrounded by unmeasurable love. Miranda and Bennett are doing great. Big sister Emerson is unsure of the new situation. And Ian is out shopping for teeny tiny hockey skates. That's Aww. Beautiful. Father's note, I could not be more proud of my amazing wife. I love you more than you know. That is fantastic, and that's the way most new fathers feel about their wife when the birth happens.
About so, after
it's
that,
something special, Mike.
After that, they come back from New Orleans and schedule some housekeepers to come in at 8:15.
That's good
on a day when you're prepping your show. To say hello to our second youngest listener, Constance Amelia Gerstmeyer, was born last Wednesday. Mama and baby are doing well. Constance immediately started listening to the podcast after her first meal. See, that's what I like to hear. That's wonderful.
And I feel bad for the people that think they're going to have the newest youngest listener and then someone edges them out by 2 days.
Yeah. That's very sad.
It is.
That's very sad. But it doesn't matter. They're all, you know, we'll have the daycare center.
Yes,
we'll have the daycare center set up. Moving right on to our mailbag. Hi, Mike, Oscar, Rob, and assorted interns. I'd like to wish my best friend and partner, Scott McCroy, a very happy 55th birthday. Do you think Charlie could wish him a happy birthday? He loves Charlie. For his gift this year, he'll be receiving a subscription to the bonus show, so we will no longer be blood-sucking leeches to the show. You guys are so effing funny. You make work so much more fun. Oh, and F you, Rob.
What?
Just kidding. I love you, too. Forever yours, Mark Nelson. Forever
yours. Hey, can people start signing letters that way? That's nice.
That would be lovely. That would be wonderful. Are we going to spin the wheel?
Do you want to spin for Charlie? Because I didn't know if he was available today.
What?
Based on everyone's mood, I didn't know if Charlie was available today.
Sure.
Okay.
Thanks. Charlie.
Hey! Winner.
There you go. Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Bye, Charlie.
Didn't take very long.
That was Charlie. We're gonna have six.
You won
Charlie.
Two free spins.
two free spins. Hey,
forever yours, Charlie.
No money, just spins.
I was kidding. I can stay longer.
Good.
Hello, Nelson family. Ozzy. Ozzy Nelson. That's for the aging out listeners.
All right, that's Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Next letter says, Dear TMOS. I would like to send a birthday wish out to my, wow.
I know.
My seasucker brother-in-law and fellow TMOS fanatic bonus show subscriber and two-time live show attendee, Rami Misla. I know that name because it's a very unique name.
Yes.
He will turn 37 this Saturday. This is the third consecutive year that I have written into the mailbag on his behalf. Sadly, this is also the third consecutive year that he has not returned the favor for my birthday, which was at the end of September. He even wrote in for his anniversary, despite the fact that his C wife, my C sister, doesn't even listen to the podcast. This is an angry letter.
It is.
Typically, I would request a spin of the roulette wheel of impressions for one of his favorites, like Grease Bane or Baltimore Billy, but screw that. I was hoping that Rob could play his tapes of The Maze, because that never fails to make me laugh out loud. Thanks for the hours of entertainment. I'm already laughing, hoping Rob plays that, because that makes me laugh out loud. Each week, keep up the good work. Yours in Christ. James Borden.
Mike, this is a no-spin win. That's what we like to call it.
Oh, you get right to it. By the way, let me do a setup on this.
Please
the
do.
Maze was probably back in the old Don and Mike days, we used to find DJ tapes that I think when Don was program director, they would send audition
submissions,
tapes.
Submissions,
yeah. And Don was kind enough to play them and mock them on the air along with me. We were very cruel, but there were several standouts, and the Maze was probably the greatest not so great disc jockey that we played. We loved his the thing about the Maze is the Maze sounded like the nerd of nerds, but the Maze fancied himself a hot rockin' sexy DJ.
Sexy, right.
Which I think when you hear his voice, you will say, he is not. And if you listen to this, well, I'll let the tape speak for itself. Get ready to be wowed by the Maze, ladies and gentlemen.
Power 95, Maze Patrol lines open for your convenience at 381-1420. In 3 years, she's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama. Lady has moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95. Madonna. Power 95 with the Maze. Hi, who is this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Have I seen you before?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Many times?
Many times.
I don't recognize
the voice.
Can
you stop it for just a second here? Here's the beauty of this tape, and we need to explain when we go back this far. You're getting the woman on the line who is the mother from What's Been Eating Gilbert Grape.
Yes, yes,
What's Eating Gilbert Grape. You've got the mother from What's Eating Gilbert Grape who's talking to Mike McIntosh's weaker sibling.
Right.
All right, so that's picture that and now go on.
But also,
Oscar, yes.
Go ahead, Oscar.
Also, this man is looking for a job, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's looking for a job, and he's playing his sexy, because he thinks that hey, we got to hire this guy.
Yeah, oh my God, this guy's a stud.
Ladies
going to
love
him, right?
This guy.
And it's a setup, and she doesn't stick to the script right. Her timing is bad, even on a setup call.
Well, her timing's bad because maybe she's not that bright.
I don't know
but
about
then again,
that.
Well, you don't know about that. Well, let's listen.
Okay, is this Marianne?
No.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000.
Does that mean intercourse, Maze?
Sexual intercourse, coitus?
Have you had sexual? Have you copulated, Maze?
No.
Are you Katie?
No.
Oh God.
Are you Annette?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm waiting for you.
Because of you, I'll be right over.
All right, stop it right there.
Okay.
All right, you see, the bit is he has had sex with so many listeners.
Right.
That he can't even tell who this woman is, but when she identifies herself, this hot vixen that's calling the Maze.
It's Annette, Mike.
It's Annette. When Annette identifies her, Maze is just in the throes of ecstasy, remembering their lovemaking.
Yes. And he doesn't have sex. He makes
and
love.
I will tell you, the first time we heard this, we wanted to throw up.
Well,
disgusting.
It's even worse now because the current climate for...
Current climate. You want back in the day, that's what men, young men...
Maze Weinstein.
No wonder we're broken, Maze Weinstein. Play a little bit more of the Maze and that'll be...
Power 95 with the Maze, getting ready to step out in style. Got my clean shirt on, new shoes, silk suit, black tie. My diamond ring is on, grab my top hat and coat and my white gloves. Ladies come running as fast as they can, because they're crazy about a sharp-dressed man. ZZ Top and High Class from Power 95.
And now, Maze is describing his outfit, which resembles from the 80s, all of you fans of music in the 80s, Taco in Putting on the Ritz. Which is what Maze believes is the good-looking look.
Did he say top hat?
Yeah, he's had a top hat. Okay. And I believe that'll come into play.
He says top hat with that Midwestern. I got my top hat on, my white gloves. Ladies come running like Annette, one of the 5 million women I've not slept with.
I think in the next break he does the weather and says it's like 40 degrees, but it's great for driving around with your convertible down.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah, it's another. The weather is great.
If you're listening to where this is, it's Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Yeah. You have to be careful if you wear a top hat and a convertible, Mike.
Yeah, it's very scary. One more for the Maze. Let's listen.
Power 95, Kalamazoo weather. I know spring is just a couple of weeks away, but it's still going to be a tad cool driving around town with your top down tonight under clear skies, low 25.
25!
For Friday, halfway decent, mixed clouds with a high 50. Right now, 45 downtown, 41 at the airport, and 42 at Power 95. Maze Patrol lines open, 381-1420.
Now, can you stop it right there? Because you pick up different things. When he says he gives the temperature downtown, and the temperature at the airport. He's nowhere near downtown or an airport.
No, he's
in his mother's basement is where he is doing this right now. God bless him. Hope he's happy wherever he is. So that's the maze.
Oh, very good.
Any more? Or are we
there is a little more of the maze there, Jack, if you wanted to play it to
maze,
the label.
Maze Patrol.
All right.
Kalamazoo's power connection is Power 95 WKPR Kalamazoo. Maze at 5 p.m. with more of your favorites on the way from Whitney Houston, Bruce Springsteen, and Whitesnake from Compact Disc. Plus your chance to win a weekend for two to Los Angeles in minutes. So keep in touch on your power connection. Power 95.
One more break.
Power 95 KPR. Tigers taking on the White Sox this afternoon in Florida in baseball action. While the Pistons are in Dixie doing battle with San Antonio, and the NCAA regional semifinals get underway tonight in Pontiac. Here's Michael.
That's it.
So painful.
It is. And you know what's great? When I was made up air check, he gave himself afternoon drive. You always pick up something new. He says at 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Yeah.
Said afternoon
in
drive.
Baseball
by the way,
action.
That voice you hear of Maze, that's what my liver sounds like today. Dale West writes, I would like to wish my wife a happy birthday. She turned 51 on November 3rd. She is the best wife in the world. He wrote it. I didn't. She is very low maintenance.
That's nice.
Nicest. You should hit the alarm for him right there.
Okay.
She is very low maintenance. The little lady is very, very low maintenance. Did you hit the thing?
I did.
Hold on. I didn't hear it.
There, we meant it that time.
Doesn't get all clackety-lackety and loves to do my laundry. Editor's note, loves his wife, but not enough to include her name. Dale, you dumbass.
Way to go,
you
got to
put the name in there, for God's sake.
Dale.
She's going to hate you for that. Hey, guys, yesterday, November 6th, was the big day. Happy birthday to me. The best birthday present that I got, the TMOS Live NOLA show. What a nice thing to say. It was a great show, and it was also great meeting so many drunk P1s. New Orleans was such a fun city. I don't know why I haven't visited before, but I plan to go again. Thanks to all of you, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, Dan, Adrian, and Ashley. Everyone from TMOS rocked except No-No the Clown. He's a dick. Just kidding. Congrats on the show and on the Vegas 2018. Tony Lamb. I met Tony Lamb.
Tony, good nice guy. Nice fellow.
Really nice guy.
Dear Mike, did you meet him also?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dear Mike, is there any one P1 that you did not meet? I just out of curiosity. Nope, I don't think so.
We went to the P1 meetup. He was there at the front desk.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar. No, I'm just talking about Rob met everybody because Rob stayed up until 4 a.m. every night.
He was on tour.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, I am writing you before our trip to NOLA because I have no idea if we will make it back alive. I want to wish my sister, Elena Glasgow, a very happy birthday on November 10th. She has had to share her birthday with my husband, Steve, for over 28 years. So I was hoping Britney Spears could wish her and her alone a happy birthday. I know it would make her day, and I am guessing she is still hungover from our NOLA trip. She is probably having a gooey frap to make herself feel better. Thank you for always bringing the funny. Don't tell nobody. Chris Hartsfield.
So we can spin for Britney?
Who does Britney? You do Britney Spears?
You don't recall?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, that's right. You do Britney Spears. Okay, yes, let's spin for Britney.
Frap. Oh, here we go. Very good.
Hi, y'all. It's me, Britney.
Was there a door? Was there a door there?
Tiny little door. It's a tiny little Britney door.
Can we hear the door?
It's a secret Britney door.
Can we even hear the door?
Hi, y'all. I'm still here. I'm still here, and I'm barefoot, and I want to wish happy birthday to one person only. Only Elena. I want to take you to Starbucks and get a gooey frap with extra chips. You know what they have? They have caramel chips. Do you ever have caramel chips?
No.
They're great. What they do is they do a gooey frap with whipped cream, and then on top of it, they put caramel chips, and you eat the chips and the whipped cream, and then you eat the frap, and you go in the
Britney,
bathroom barefoot.
Britney, how's your Las Vegas residency going?
In Las Vegas? You know what I love about Las Vegas?
Tony's killing me right now.
I tell you about Las Vegas. They've got this buffet, and you don't have to wear shoes to it.
That's wonderful.
I go and I get bread pudding. It's extra runny.
All right.
I like the extra runny. Happy birthday, Elena. Only you. Only you love you, Brit. I'm leaving.
You can hit your own door.
Bye.
There you go.
Bye.
Britney Spears.
Yeah, Brit's on a little under the weather.
I got Vegas throat. Very dry out here.
Yeah, you need it. Good. Okay, bye, Britney.
Bye.
Thank you, Britney.
Bye-bye.
I got Vegas throat. From the land of three-name people, Jamie Hoke Scott. Oh, a three-name person.
Yes.
Jamie Hoke Scott writes, please wish my husband, Ed Scott, a very happy 36th birthday on November 9th from John Henry, Thomas, and me, Jamie. A lot of names to do.
Yeah.
From the land of three-name people, Jamie Hoke Scott writes, please wish my husband, Ed Scott, a very happy 36th on November 9th from John Henry, Thomas, and me, Jamie.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Exactly right. It's the whole family.
That's wonderful.
The Scott family.
The three land of three-name people. Hello, gentlemen. My son, Quentin DeBoer, turned 14 last week. Hey, Quentin, how are you?
Yay, Quentin.
He's a good-looking kid, a good kid, but refers to TMOS as that podcast you're always listening to and hates when I play it in the car. I was wondering if Herb Welch might have any advice for a 14-year-old who doesn't like podcasts. Will DeBoer, Madison, Wisconsin. So his name is Quentin. Yeah. Let's spin the wheel and see if we can get Herb Welch to come in, all right? Aging newsman, aging newsman, aging newsman. Oh,
hey,
he's coming in.
He's a progressive.
Mm. What's the matter with him? Hey, Quentin DeBoer, what's your problem, son? Don't understand what funny is? You 14-year-old prick. Yeah, just study harder and let your mom and dad pay for everything in your life, you little brat. Quit bitching in the car, all right? You go big and probably get your nose in a phone playing one of those stupid board games. I don't understand, kids. I don't understand, kids.
I have a question, sir. Huh? Would you ever take advice from
What's your name?
My name is Rob.
How's that?
Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, Rob Spiewak. Yeah.
Would you ever take reporting advice from a haircut?
Hey, I don't need a haircut like you telling me what to do. I want to focus on this little brat, Quentin DeBoer.
Yeah, his parents' crap,
all right? You know, your father Will... Your father Will works real hard, Quentin, you little... You know, come on now. Why don't you go out for a sports team? Why don't you go out for your baseball team or your lacrosse team instead of giving your parents garbage about something they listen to? It brings them a great deal of joy. Is that so wrong?
You know what I hear about Quentin?
What's that?
He hangs at the mall with a backpack and a skateboard.
Well, I've answered all your questions, Rob. I don't have any more. I don't have anything else to say, so I think that's about it. Just for Quentin DeBoer, straighten up and fly. Well, join the military, son.
Oh.
Join the military early. 14. Lie about your age like we did in WW2.
Yes, World War II, when I lied about my age. Anyway, moving right along, ladies and gentlemen, good morning, guys. I was hoping that you could wish three very special ladies to me the happiest of birthdays. First, my sister, Pepper Sheldon. That sounds like a 70s pop star. It's the Pepper Sheldon
Show. Pepper.
Second, my aunt, Tyshon Morgan. That's an interesting name. I've never seen
that. Have you ever heard that name?
Tyshon Morgan, who currently resides in the Jim Baker condos in Missouri. If you want a food bucket, let me know. That's a fascinating list.
It is.
And most importantly, my mother, Star Sheldon. So we've got Tyshon, Pepper, and Star. My mother, Star Sheldon, celebrated her milestone 75th. My mother listens to the show with me from time to time and has a good laugh. Thank you, Paul Sheldon. Paul Sheldon was the writer in Misery.
You're going to enjoy his postscript then. Yes, absolutely.
Jacksonville, Florida. That's where Paul's from. P.S. Mike, a couple of years ago I wrote in and you mentioned my name sounded familiar, like maybe I was in the business of show. I'm not in the business of show. However, my name happens to be the name of James Caan's character in the movie Misery.
Good
Paul
call, Mike.
Sheldon.
Very good.
Do we have a Misery clip for Paul Sheldon today?
We do not.
Okay, let's move. Let's move
right along.
Sorry. Moving right along. Hey, boys. Oh, I hold in my hand the final letter. Hey, boys. I want to send a belated birthday message to fanboy Jay Sheck for his who knows what birthday. He's a supreme douchebag, so I guess he turned 35 on October 29th, but who really cares? If you could regale my little buddy with the traditional birthday song, I would be ever so grateful. Slauncha, Jason Vaughn, Baltimore, Maryland. So, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. That's the mailbag. You can start the show now, Rob. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All the kids look up to you. Now, what does that spell? Student, council, president.
I don't know anything about that stuff, Mr. M. And I mean, besides, that's Tracy Flick's thing. She's always working so hard at it.
Yeah, no, she's a real go-getter, all right.
He hates
her. She's super nice.
Yeah, yeah. But one person assured of victory kind of undermines the whole idea of democracy, don't you think?
But Mr. M.
I mean, that'd be more like a dictatorship like we studied.
But Mr. M, there's...
Paul, what's your favorite fruit?
Pears.
Pears, good. Okay. Let's say...
Oh, no, wait. Was... Apples.
Apples. Fine. Let's say all you ever knew were apples. Apples, apples, and more apples. You might think apples were pretty good, even if you got a rotten one once in a while. But then one day...
Like Tracy.
There's an orange. And now you can make a decision. Do you want an apple, or do you want an orange? That's democracy.
I also like bananas.
Exactly. Good. So what do you say? Maybe it's time to give a little something back.
Hi, Tracy.
Who put you up to this?
What do you mean?
You just woke up this morning and suddenly decided to run for president?
No. I just thought that,
Thought what?
Well, I was talking to Mr. McAllister about my leg and how I still want to do something for the school. And
so Mr. McAllister asked you to run?
Well... I talked to him and everything, but he just said that he thought it would be a good idea, and how there's all different kinds of fruits, and well, it's nothing against you, Tracy. I mean, you're the best. I just thought,
Okay, you're on, Mr. Popular.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And a programming note, we will be beginning our Wide Open Wednesday program at 8:30 tomorrow.
Hey, yes.
So we're a half an hour earlier, because that's what you want to do when you come back from New Orleans. You want to start your shows earlier.
Yes, of course.
Because that's the way it works best. 8:30 start time tomorrow for Wide Open Wednesday. Our show today brought to you by Quip. Here's something to chew on. Studies show that good oral health impacts your overall health. But still, most of us don't brush our teeth properly, okay?
Okay.
Hey. Hey. But you can start brushing better today. Introducing Quip, the new company that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electronic toothbrush. That's right. I'm sorry, I said electronic. It's electric toothbrush.
Electric toothbrush. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
That packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim design at half the cost of bulkier brushes. Quip is sleek and elegant. Imagine if Apple designed a toothbrush, but without the big price tag. Quip is backed by leading dentists and was named as one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016. They also won a 2016 GQ Grooming Award and made it onto Oprah's 2017 New Year's O list. Best of all, Quip starts at just $25, and you can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month plan for just $5, including free shipping. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get yourself your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. You heard right. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's GETQUIP.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will be love at first brush, and we thank them. They are a wonderful new cliente.
Wasn't it great taking that to New Orleans with you, your Quip toothbrush with its travel tube? It was fantastic.
Could not go wrong with it.
So cool.
I kept it in my pocket.
So you needed it.
It's light.
Just in case.
I did. That was Election that you were playing a clip from, the movie Election.
Yeah, Pick
and
with Flick.
You got my brain just going crazy.
Have you voted in Virginia yet?
Have I voted in Virginia?
He no longer lives here anymore.
I thought it was keeping his you know, residency.
Oh, just to make sure things are on the right track?
No, yeah. I vote in the reddest state in Florida, which is Lee County.
Lee County.
Are you gentlemen going to vote?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll vote when I get home. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how big is this gubernatorial election in Virginia between, I believe it is...
Ralph Northam.
The candidates are Richard Nixon and Bobby Kennedy.
We have George McGovern, the comedian, is who we have.
No, so it's... let me see if I got that. It's Ed Gillespie from the Republican side.
Daisy's cousin.
And Northam.
Ralph Northam, who's the lieutenant.
Ralph Northam.
Who is the lieutenant governor and a pediatrician. That's his big deal.
He
Ralph Northam,
kids.
I've heard him talk, and I get a Beau Bridges vibe when I hear him talk.
Well, both candidates, if I had to classify if they had any overlap, would be excitement.
Yeah, I also, when I see the Northam guy and the Gillespie guy, I could put Beau Bridges' voice in both of them. Where they'd be like, well, how are you doing? Yeah. You having a good time?
Say that I would ever hurt a child is despicable.
Yeah, sure. So what's the, I'm not there anymore, so
it's
I don't
neck
follow
and neck,
the news.
And it's gotten tighter the last 2 weeks, and the ads have gotten more
Who
intense.
Who was leading? Who was leading?
Northam was leading. And now
the Republican's going to win.
You think?
The Republican, yeah,
is
don't
Northam
you think?
Is Northam a Democrat?
Northam is
yes.
a Democrat,
Democrat.
Yeah.
Well, who do you think? You're in there. You're active in that
I think that Northam will carry Loudoun County. That's the opinion I get. Because I think that there's going to be a backlash against what's going on at the upper tiers of government. And people are going to use it as a comment.
So,
but it has
I get a lot of social
based-
media posts. I get a social media post. A lot of people are talking about this election. So it's very, very... it's very, very intense, is
yes,
it not?
Yes, and also right? the campaign ads have gotten more direct, angrier, and a lot more frequent the last 2 weeks.
Well, Northam had that. Well, he didn't have the ad, but there's an ad that got a lot of publicity of a Hispanic kid being chased by some like rednecks in a pickup truck that have a Gillespie sticker on the back.
I see.
And it was actually made by, I think, like the Hispanic Action Council, but it's been used against Northam.
It's backfired.
Yeah.
That's when dirty politics, and you know when dirty politics backfires, that I think it's well-deserved. Yeah. I think it's well deserved when that
sides.
Happens. When they're dumb. When they on both sides. When you get something like that and it's so cruel and so misleading that it backfires. But at the same time, it's a strange world we live in
right now.
So you never know what's going to happen.
Today's election will actually be less about who's our governor, because the governor of Virginia doesn't really affect much national change. But I do think it will be a comment of how fed up Virginia is with what's going on at the top.
And how about Oscar brought up politics to start the show today?
Look at him.
You brought up and you're in D.C., so you don't even have is there anybody you're voting for in D.C. today?
Free pot.
Mike, if I had something,
pot.
I don't know about it, because all I know is I see all these Virginia gubernatorial race ads, and I sit there and I'm like, if I was a media buyer and all I knew is that some guy in D.C. is watching these, doing nothing with them, because saying, oh, this is a waste. And then I go to my parents and I see those same ads. And I said, there's got to be a better way to place your ads than just to put it on TV in one market that gets 10 different states and eyeballs that don't care.
Right.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. You
but
vote,
but
Rob?
Every time you turn on the television, Mike, or the web, it's all about this race in the D.C. area.
Yeah, I'm not a rube. I'll go after works. 2 o'clock is a good time to vote because there's never a crowd. Just
what
the
is
senior
the,
citizens.
What is the speculation? What's the weather like, first of all? You always have to ask.
Chilly.
Chilly, and it's going to be rainy this afternoon.
Yeah.
So
rainy
you know what?
Afternoon.
It's
going to
dampen
turnout.
Home.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Come on soggy Democrats.
And Cheeto is on the Korean Peninsula right now, isn't he?
Where it looks
right,
to be sunny.
Is he in South Korea?
Looks to be sunny there.
It's supposed to be sunny in Korea today. There you go. I just
well, we don't
normally
do weather until the 8th. Can we hold off on that?
I run away from the TV when I see Trump and Kim Jong-un and the story comes on, because it makes me nervous, because that's what I really get scared about, you know, where it's just like, well, I think you're a fat jerk. Well, I think you're getting, and then the other goes, well, I think you're gonna get some warheads.
I was driving in today and they're doing the tease on WTOP, and it's a President Trump has a message for Korea, and it's, we want to make a deal. And I'm thinking it would be better if it was President Trump as a message for Korea. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing? How you doing? I will tell you how I feel lately. I have difficulty even getting my head around anything. I've given up making any effort to figure out trends or certainly be shocked at what people like and do not like. I'm really removed from it more than I ever have been. I was so grateful that we were traveling and in New Orleans.
It was like a media blackout.
Yeah.
Well, it was just a horrible
weekend. No, it was an alcoholic blackout.
Guys, the fact is, it was a horrible weekend in the news. It was a horrible weekend.
Oh, yeah, that was
news.
It was.
And it's just, I don't know, it's just so hard. It's so hard to be engaged like I used to be. I still probably consider myself somewhat of a news junkie, but it's getting more and more insane.
You got to walk away a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there was a news story today where a father shot his 14-year-old kid because he thought he was gay.
Mm.
Where are we now? What kind of world are we living in right now? And once again, shot. And it just was, I don't know. I feel as though I would love someone to swoop in. Maybe our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
This is a call to the up above?
Hey, listen, I've been watching. Wouldn't it be great if he had a New York accent, too? Like Jesus, the second coming came down. Hey, I've been watching what's been going on. Hey. You got it. Hey, and listen, by
Maybe
the way,
Jesus sounds like Tony Soprano.
Yeah. I've been watching what's going on. You, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you so crazy, you know?
I mean, when you have an Uber driver in New Orleans, Louisiana, say to you, and I quote, "We prayed Donald Trump in. Prayed him in. Like Jesus sent them Donald Trump." I can't. There's nothing within my brain that will ever on any level allow me to in any way communicate or find common ground with that. There's nothing I could do.
Right.
Outside of saying to Adrian Garcia, give him a one.
One star. One star.
That's what I said. I said, give him the look. Can you rate your Lyft or your driver negative numbers? Can you do that? You know, and he was like going, bad, 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 bad. The guy was just, there's a third. I had three drivers in New Orleans that bitched as soon as I got in the cab.
Yeah.
One white, one black, and one from a land far away. And I'm not sure whether he was Middle Eastern or Hispanic. I was not sure. There were three. I had conversations with all three of them, and all three of them were pissed off for one reason or another.
You gave out a lot of ones, did you?
I'll give you this. And to be fair, on either side, no one's always right. They think they are, right?
Sure, sure.
We got into a cab at the airport, and it was Marissa, my wife, and Todd and I.
Mm-hmm.
And right before we got into it, this couple scurried out of the cab. She goes, "That guy's nasty." You just hear that guy's nasty.
I love New Orleans. I'm not in any way throwing darts at New Orleans, but there were some mean cab drivers in New Orleans.
Well,
there were some because we did our Lyfts when we had to. We did our cabs when we didn't. We did our Ubers. We took three types of different transportation. All of them have
equal anger.
What's that?
Was the anger equal across all three?
No. Oscar, I'm interrupting you. Finish your sentence. There.
Two instances, right? So this first one, that guy's nasty. We jump in the cab because we don't care. We're from D.C. No one has to be nice, so let's just get us there. The guy had a road rage issue. He was mad at the world. Yes. It was the worst, right?
Right, right.
A. B, get in a car service. I will not malign anybody right now, but we get in a car service and we get in and she says, "I just had the worst ride ever." And my wife and I, Shannon and I, and I was like, "Oh, like we're sorry." And we're sober. We're happy. It's
ready
fine.
Ready for your weekend.
Yes. And she says, "My last passenger just asked me, where am I from?" Like, just that's a question. Now, she had a thick accent, so I would probably ask, "Hey, like, where are you from?"
I ask it constantly as a point of conversation.
So, it's the best way to start a conversation.
So I said, "Well, did they ask, where are you from?" Or like, "Where are you from?" Like, which way did they ask where you're from, right? She goes, "I get asked where I'm from all the time." And then, so then you're sitting there in her car. You're like, "So where are you from?"
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
"Hello, where are you from?" Yes.
I asked for my last cab, and I took a regular cab to the airport on Sunday morning going to the airport, and I asked my cab driver, Wilfred, and I happen to remember this, and it wasn't, "You won't get any older and you won't ever die." I asked him that because I thought the name sounded Haitian. And when he said he's from Haiti, I say, sec passe, which is the casual way of saying, how you doing? He says, non boule, which is the response. And it's he lit up, and it's a conversation starter.
It's fun.
Did this person think they were being profiled?
Yes, is that this lady, I was trying to explain to her, and mind you, she was in the wrong all the way around when I said, I'm sorry, I need to clarify. What do you tell them that changes the subject or answers the question?
Right.
And she says, I say over there. And I said, where over there?
So she's coy about it.
And so, and she just told me that she hates everyone that, but I need to know now. Where
now
over
you,
there?
Now it's a quest. Now yes. You gotta know, okay?
Where over there? And I said,
what country on the no-fly list are you from that you're this paranoid?
It's like you were in the car or she was on some list.
Escalated.
I said, miss, I am an immigrant. People ask me where I'm from all the time. Do you think that maybe you're a little sensitive about people asking you where you're from?
That's probably valid.
And she goes, when I say I'm from over there, that's where the conversation should stop. I said, no, that invites another conversation.
It does, a bigger one.
So she has a heavy accent.
Yes.
She's feeling the pressure of the anti-immigrant sentiment,
probably.
Which is quite prevalent in the United States.
Yes.
And I would imagine probably more so in certain regions of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And she's angry, but that begs the question, can you accomplish angry reactions from people? I didn't
on
know
both,
what I'm
no,
saying.
No,
right
on both sides.
You don't fight anger with anger.
So,
it doesn't work that way.
And again, happy, fun, welcoming.
Yes.
Thanks for picking us up. Took you 12 minutes.
I had two good rides. And by the way, we were all over the city. So we were constantly in car services
moving.
And cabs when we were moving around. I had two that were wonderful. And they happened to be Lyft. I'm not saying that because they're a client, but it's the truth. I had a wonderful conversation with a guy that had just started 3 weeks ago driving for Lyft. And he was terrific. And he was explaining what he does. And then the rest of them, probably 8 rides that I had.
Yeah.
The worst of all was, and I don't know if you guys ever noticed this, Oscar, outside our hotel. When they'd be lined up and we just didn't want to do the whole lift thing, we would flag down a cab.
Right there.
The guy and I walk. I'm 5 feet from his car, looking in his window, looking at him, and I go, "Are you available?
Mm-hmm.
Are you available?" And he's looking straight at me, and the reaction was like this, and he goes, "This was his final reaction." He went. Ugh. And I opened up, sorry about that. And I opened up the door to the lift. He goes, get in. I said, oh, F you.
Really?
F you with that. Yeah, there was a lot of anger.
Dicks.
Yeah. Why were there so many angry drivers in New Orleans? I don't get it.
There was one guy. And mind you, I maybe was in a car service drunk one time.
Right.
Because most of the time, you're like, I'll just walk home. Whatever, right?
Right, exactly.
But I remember the guy was like, he was smuggling my wife and I through the city like we were on some sort of movie set that nobody could see us. We had to go.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I'm going to die right now. I don't know where you're taking us.
Yeah. Well, I think we all found a common thread in New Orleans.
Most of my Lyft drivers kept asking me if I wanted to join up. I don't know what that means.
We had the best.
Yeah.
Remember the future president.
Oh, that's right. We have the guy that goes to the airport we're voting for.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Very good.
He's going
very
to take exciting. All the licenses away.
Yes.
And clean the Mississippi. It is very dirty for canoeing.
Yes. No more roofies.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi there. Orson and I would like to tell you about a fantastic way that you can help the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes.
It's through the Amazon portal at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I think it's so nice that you see.
Right. Just click on the Amazon tab and you can shop to your heart's content.
Every July, peas grow there.
Not quite. But every time you make a purchase, Mike and the guys get a little taste of the Amazon action.
We were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas.
It's okay. You can buy peas through Amazon. Even a gonk.
What is a gonk?
Well, I'm not sure. But it doesn't cost you anything, and you help keep that funny train chugging along.
This is a lot of shit, you know that.
Well, I think it's a fine way to help support the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, what is it you want?
Just do your Amazon shopping through the portal at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And when you buy something, say something.
Such pests.
Hello? Wow. Hello? Wow.
Jim Amato, are the greatest. Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Stamps.com saves you time and money, which you can use to grow your business. With Stamps.com, you can mail any letter or package just by using your computer, and you use your printer. Then the mailman picks it up. That's it. It's very easy. Mm-hmm. No more post office. Mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages. Anything, domestic or international, just click, print, and mail, and you're done. Unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes. It's easy to create your stamps account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. Convenient, easy, reliable, flexible, that's Stamps.com. They even send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage. We've used Stamps.com forever. It's easy, it's convenient, and it saves us money and time. Right now, you too can enjoy Stamps.com with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and enter TMOS, Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. This story today, when I say we're going mad as a nation,
yes.
The story that just I fast forwarded through my DVR'd Today Show just to get this story because I didn't want to hear any more about shootings, and I didn't want to hear any more about mental health, and I didn't want to hear any more about the Air Force. I had to stop, though, for the story about United States Senator Rand Paul. The story goes like this. First of all, there are not a lot of details, but it goes like
vague,
this.
Vague at best.
The United States Senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul, son of Ron Paul.
Right.
A political family. And, and he's a doctor, too.
Cartoon-sized home, by the way.
Yeah.
The biggest home I've ever seen a senator
huge
own.
Huge mansion in Kentucky.
Is he your favorite guy named Rand?
He's mowing his lawn on a riding mower.
Of course he is.
He is tackled by his equally rich next door neighbor, and he fractures like 5 ribs.
Multiple
and
ribs.
Has to go to the hospital. And, you know, this is where, once again, investigative journalism is non-existent in America. No, there isn't a reporter that could. I think a great reporter on the ground could do some digging and find out the answers
to this.
They could
probably just talk to the neighbors and say, what do they fight about?
Yeah.
You need
a third neighbor. That's all you need.
People are going to say, well, Mike, they did say. They say it's about leaves or trash blowing.
Apparently, value.
Here it is. This is the way I look at this. When you get a situation like this, you got, and what, they're 20 years neighbors, something like this. A couple of decades, these guys have been neighbors, these rich guys. You got the retired anesthesiologist, and you got the United States Senator, who was also a doctor, and you've got these guys. And they're dicks, both of them. That's what I picture. Now, the dick that's at fault here is the guy that tackles. Did he tackle him off the mower? Was he on the mower when he hit him?
Vision of it and every description is that, and it's a very, very almost cinematic vision. You see Rand Paul slowly going on the mower, and then from off frame, a body flies through, and that's the neighbor. And he gets him around the shoulders and takes him off the mower. Because to knock someone down is something, but to do it and break 5 ribs, there's something really strong behind that.
And I mean, you really had to hit the guy on a dead run.
Yeah.
You know, I saw that story, and I said, oh, man, someone slept with someone's wife.
That was my first thought. That was my absolute first thought.
That,
maybe a little after cocktail party action.
Rand Paul, if I'm not mistaken, he's the one that's in shape, right?
Oh, here's the latest.
Oh,
okay.
Breaking news?
I'm reading a headline, and it speaks to what Oscar is saying. This is when I get suspicious, guys. Lawyer for Rand Paul's neighbor says trivial dispute led to assault.
Oh.
All right, so this is 1 hour ago from NPR.
That's neighbor, though.
Yeah, that's from the neighbor, but I'm also saying if it's a trivial dispute, if you were the representative attorney for the guy that's committed the assault, would you not say there was something major going on?
Sure, because you have to have some sort of reason behind it if you have to get any chance of getting off the charge.
Precisely. Why would you, as the attorney, say it was trivial
unless
someone was telling you, let's make the whole thing go away?
Or let's make it private because we're going to embarrass each other.
All right, I'm making a terrible mistake.
I can't wait for the headline, 4-way gone bad.
Four-way gum bag.
I'm making the terrible mistake of going to the NBC website because they, you know, disagree between Rambaugh and Neighborhood Senator's politics and his property line were possible motives in the attack that left a Kentucky lawmaker with five broken ribs. I don't mean to laugh. It just is stunning to me. Paul was wearing headphones while mowing his lawn in Bowling Green, Kentucky. When he was attacked from behind by Rene Boucher. Oh, what's that thing you say about New Orleans?
Yes, laissez les bon temps rouler, chef. Woo! Look, he got on them headphones. I'm going to knock him off his John Deere mower right now, chef.
Rene Boucher's 59. He's my age, basically. Friday. Anyway, five rib fractures. You can't fake that. The two men had not spoken in several years.
When
you've got those kind of properties and you don't, well, you can, you know, people can hide from their neighbors. I've done it before. Yeah. When you don't speak. Paul and Boucher had also had a previous disagreement about a property line involving a creek behind the lawmaker's house where Paul's sons would sometimes play.
Who died in my creek back there? And I don't know why I've made him Creole instead of actually French.
They've been next door neighbors for 17 years. They're also prominent members of the local medical community. So they're both doctors. Anyway, it's strange. This is just a strange
thing. Maybe that guy's just jealous, because think about it. If you've got a senator living next to you, you probably have a lot of security once in a while.
Yeah, but it's not a very good senator. It's not like you're living next to Strom Thurmond, not someone important.
Your favorite, Rob. Rob's favorite senator, Strom Thurmond.
I went to school with his daughter, as a matter of fact.
This is the weirdest story in the world. And I was, are you like me, where I would have loved to see the way his hair looked after he got knocked off the tractor?
In my eyes, they said, A, why does no one know what is really the motive here, and where are their families? Like, usually a son comes out and says, my dad's a nice guy. He's like the best guy ever. Yeah. Like, there's always somebody that steps out.
It's
right?
Remarkably silent. That's the thing. And I think we will get details, but it's going to take a while.
It says here, Rand Paul's injuries from the assault more severe than initially reported.
Really?
Five rib fractures include three displaced fractures. The guy tried to kill him.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? If you get that many broken ribs, there's almost always lung trouble too, because they poke into the lungs. So he could be in bed for a bad ride. Oh, I am so sorry I hit you
This is stunning. I mean,
embarrassing.
You also have to have more. There has to be more. If you're worried about leaves blowing on your yard, trivial, I'm sorry, you're not tackling an older man on the back of a mower and doing that. You're getting flipped off or something set him off. But obviously,
someone's playing a game.
Something's going on here where the thing that makes me suspicious is the attorney for the attacker saying it's trivial.
Hush money.
Nothing else.
Maybe a Kentucky colonel called him.
But the thing is that they've got so much money, it's going to take – that's an expensive neighborhood. He's a retired doctor. It's going to take a lot of hush money to make him hush because he doesn't need
politics.
It. Maybe.
His whole family has money.
Could be.
Right?
Yeah, all the stories that say it's weird are 17 hours ago. So there's nothing brand new about
what's
happening.
We'll find out, Mike. The truth will always come out.
Yes.
Very scary.
Just be careful. Wear a helmet if you're on your mower out there,
Mike. I would like full credit if there's adultery involved.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll give it. Absolutely.
Like fell out of a sex swing. Yeah. What? It happens. It happens.
You a little early, pal?
This is our 39.
All right, we'll take a break and come back. I'm sorry I lost my place in the show.
Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Jim Hunter. Jim is the morning news guy and wacky sidekick on the Captain Steve Platter Patrol morning show. He also is the afternoon DJ on 99 Plus KFMH Pirate Radio. His silky warm voice and pleasant on-air demeanor have made him a radio favorite for years. And ladies, he's single. But best of all, he's a big part of the mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Jim, and thank you, KCJJ. You're the best. 1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to tell you about a new product, the Chocolate Bites from That's It, the same people that make the fruit and vegetable bars. I have to tell you this. I love doing these commercials, and I'm wonderfully effective at it, especially when I know the product. I would say this, though. I could be even more effective doing commercials if someone would send along another package, another box of those That's It chocolate bites. Yeah. They are, you know, this
did you
is
misplace
not,
no, yours?
Way, I can go to the CVS myself this afternoon. But, sure. You know, I received the chocolate bites from That's It Fruit people. They're amazing, by the way, fruit dipped in dark chocolate. But I really just think I could really make it just put it over the finish line by receiving more of them. Okay, let me explain. I've never, we get lots of product here at the Mike O'Mara Studios, but these chocolate bites from That's It are pretty phenomenal. Amazing. And they're also 150 calories. So when Mr. O'Mara wants to get his sweet fix, Mrs. O'Mara does not scold him because That's It chocolate bites. They have no preservatives. They are gluten-free. They're non-GMO. They're low-fat. They're no soy, vegan. They're paleo-friendly. Every age, every diet, every lifestyle can enjoy That's It. My preference, the banana, chocolate-covered banana. Mm. Oh, my God. They're perfect for an easy, portable lunchtime extra at work or at school. It's indulgent. It's a treat for yourself that gives you two full servings of fruit, and you can find them at CVS. Okay. I'll get in the car after the show and go down because we're out. Carla
ate the last bag.
The whole tray.
That's It is offering our listeners an amazing deal. Go to thatsitfruit.com, enter my code TMO as a checkout, and save 10% on your order. You're going to love these. Do what we all did. Try these new dark chocolate bites. You will love them. Again, go to thatsitfruit.com, enter the code TMO as a checkout to save 10% off your order. Your taste buds and your body will thank you. That's It. Welcome back to the show. Where's Tab Patterson, by the way?
He is in Kentucky, I believe. Maybe he's fighting Rand Paul.
I don't know, but I mean, God. Tab Patterson, where was Tab Patterson in New Orleans? Tab was our, like, P1 of P1s.
I know.
All I see on Tab's page now are pictures of stereo equipment.
Official photographer of the show. I haven't spoken to Tab, actually, voice to voice in a long time.
That's your job, relationship. How did you fall out with Tab Patterson?
I don't believe there's a fallout. I think it's just that
You were buddies.
We remain buddies.
He came to your home.
He did come to my home. But he didn't.
What happened to the friendship?
Yeah, somebody had to give up. Was it you or him?
Oh, I don't think we gave up. I think, you know, we're more passive friends, I think. I don't know that it did anything to offend him.
Why do you throw people away like they're yesterday's garbage? Why do you do that?
It's learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Why do you do that, Ron?
It's you know.
Tab, you know, so many other. It's just people are in your favor and then they go away.
I'm selfish, Mike. I crave much more than they can give.
But you don't have any information about it. I mean, you just stopped. When you were friends with this guy, it was like he was
BFFs.
At your home. You knew his wife.
Did you get every record from him and he tapped out?
Something had to happen to have that.
Nothing has happened. It's just I haven't been in touch with him. But also, you must say this, to be fair, he has not been in touch with me. Is that anything?
No, you're deflecting.
Yeah.
No, we haven't talked. We comment on some stuff on Facebook. I see him on Facebook occasionally. He does seem to be, I will agree with you, he seems to be very into his stereo restoration right now. And that is something that he is into.
I know where he lives. He lives at Lake Awesome.
Yeah, he does live on Lake Awesome.
He's got the bullfrogs in the back.
No, but he hates geese.
Do you have his number? Yeah.
I do.
You have his telephone number? Let's call him.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's call him and find out.
I love this.
Let's find out.
Mike, what? I have.
By the way, we may have to go through the news today. I'm sorry, but might have to just give you the kicker because we're running super late because it's. The show's gotten away from me today, so I apologize.
No problem. Just briefly, what is your allegation now that Rob quit Tab?
I don't know. Tab is a guy that was actually backstage with us taking pictures for one of our live shows. And New Orleans is closer to Tab than it is to anybody on the show.
At one point, he was the official photographer of the show.
What happened to that?
He never reached out. He never did. I don't think he came. Uh-oh.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Oh no.
Was that his home or his mobile?
That was his home.
Okay, let's try his mobile then.
See, you know that. You know enough about that. You see, you knew his home number. And,
well, no, I have it in my phone.
Okay, so just again, Rob, you're saying you didn't quit him. He quit you.
I don't know that we've quit each other. You know what? Maybe it's just a machismo and we're all too proud to call each other.
I don't know what's really going on. I don't think there's anything going on. Did he insult your family?
What happened?
Never did. He tried to get Drabil to play the trombone some time ago. I do remember that.
Oh, well then.
What, at your home?
He might have missed
that.
No,
like
there.
Just as a overall hobby.
Hopefully it wasn't rusty.
Hey! That is not okay.
We'll leave him a message.
He might answer. Calling Tab Patterson.
Just find out what's going on. No, he's not answering his phone. This is terrible. Used to know everything about Tab. Mm-hmm. He was like your favorite listener.
Hello?
Tab?
Tab?
Yes.
Tab, Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
You are not Mike O'Mara.
Yes, Tab, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show right now. How are you, Tab?
Good.
Tab, we're here with Rob and Oscar. Say hi. Say hi, Rob.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, buddy.
Tab, we were calling because we wanted to find out how you're doing because you were a notable absentee at the New Orleans show, and I suddenly was wondering what the deal was. And Rob said, I know Rob and you used to be buddy buddies, and I just was kind of curious how everything's going.
Like, what did he do to ruin the relationship?
What did Rob do to you, Tab?
How did I hurt you?
Nothing. My life has been just turned upside down in the last 3 years. And basically, like, I haven't taken a vacation since I think 2013.
Oh, so you're working your ass off now? That sucks. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
that's
I have three jobs all within the organization, and then two external jobs that I'm working, just trying to stay afloat.
Oh, so there's nothing wrong with us then? We haven't done anything, right?
No, I still love you guys.
Oh, that's
cool. Of the
that's
three of us.
This is the sweetest slash saddest call we've had in years.
Of the three of us.
I wouldn't know that. It would have been really nice if the one who was closest to you, Rob, was able to inform us that you were working so hard, but that didn't happen.
Well, you don't publicize it, do you, Tab?
No, I try and keep that. I try and keep everything light on my Facebook page. It's just we had kind of gone under a political attack. In 2013, the organization I work for, which is a state-based, agency.
It's a male escort agency run by the state.
Yes, very similar to that because at times we do feel like prostitutes.
All right. I feel
anyway,
better, though.
It finally, I think the tide has turned, but it's just been like within the last few weeks. And when all the plans for NOLA was going on, I was like, man, I'm still thinking, will I have a job?
Oh,
and
man.
Okay. Then all is well. I hope now that things have turned around. Are you still at Lake Awesome?
Still at Lake Awesome.
Oh, made him smile, Mike. Made him smile.
You know what? God bless you, Tab. Do me a favor. Rob, you two kids should reach out and talk to
Make
each other
up.
And see how you do. Would you like to do that, Rob?
Would you like, Tab, tonight, could we FaceTime?
We could.
I'd like that.
That's wonderful.
I like that a lot.
That to me, in a very perverse way, strange way for me, I just feel like everything's right with the world.
Yeah.
I feel everything's fine.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that things were bad. I'm glad to hear that things have turned, Tab.
Well, if you remember me telling you things were like taking a turn back several years ago.
Oh, yeah. You told Rob that?
Literally, we've been riding that.
Rob didn't. Rob cared so much that he didn't pass that along.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago, Mike. I'm sorry it didn't come up.
Actually, it was the last time we were in Iowa.
Okay. Yeah, I remember. I do remember.
How long was that? 2 years ago?
Yeah, at least.
Oh, no.
Maybe even
like
more.
13. Yeah, it's about
13. Okay. Yeah. All right. Are you? But everything's fine. You're cool with that.
Yeah.
Would you like Rob to contact you more often,
or do you not want his friendship? Just be honest.
It would be a little bit touching that if you did that.
Aww,
Mondays and Wednesdays are good for me.
And Mike, this will leave a smile on your face. I have successfully gained all my weight back.
Yay!
The fat Tab is the lovable Tab. That's awesome, Tab Patterson. Me too. Okay, we got to run. We love you, Tab. Don't be a stranger, my friend. We'll see you. Hopefully we can get you out to the next one, all right?
All right,
will do. Bye, Tab.
Bye-bye. There we go. All right, he's working his ass off.
Fat Tab.
Welcome to America. I mean, the new reality, I like Fat Tab. I really do. That's good.
Tab Patterson.
And you know, why can't you learn from me and have more friends?
I'm waiting for you to write the book. I'll need the book.
How to Find and Keep Friends by Mike O'Mara. We will take a break.
I'm a happening guy. People like me.
Abbreviated news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Joe, I like to think of the Moore Broadcast Network as a family.
Well, who's the father?
Well, that would be Mike O'Mara, obviously.
Well, who's the mom?
Gotta be Katie from Cake and Cookies.
Who's the drunk uncle?
Well, that would be the rest of us.
I would have gone with Tony Perkins.
Check us out, robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We are happy to have you listening today. And I will tell you the best thing about TMOS listeners, they are like family. Oh, family. A big, dysfunctional, wonderful, odd family. So if you have a product to advertise or a message to spread, the best place to do it might be right here for the holidays. Think of all the members of your extended TMOS family that you'll be reaching. Let the Mike O'Mara Show get your message out to thousands of like-minded folks so they can hear it and act on it, just like our friends at Cornerstone First Financial.
Yes.
It's easy to get the message out. Just email us at sales@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Big or small business, you will be treated like family. Again, that's sales@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Let us spread your word, ladies and gentlemen. And we're... Oh, that's why. Let me do that again.
News!
There
news!
It is. Boo! The New York Post says that Mariah Carey underwent gastric sleeve surgery last month because people have been teasing her about her weight online. A source says, quote, Mariah...
Hey, Mike, do you like this, shirt? These are gastric sleeves.
Gastric sleeves. Mariah's always been proud of her curves, but recently she noticed it became harder to dance.
Oh.
I'm just the messenger. I'm just the messenger here. She was getting a lot more criticism online from body shamers. That's sad. On a related note, Mariah is a finalist for the 2018 class of the Songwriters Hall of Fame, along with N.W.A., John Mellencamp, Alice Cooper, Tracy Chapman, Tom Waits, Alan Jackson, and more. So
I didn't know she wrote her music. That's surprising.
Well, not all of it, probably, right? She didn't write everything.
You know
who's
a great dancer and is never held back is Chrissy Metz.
Thank you. Okay. There you go. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Once again.
Speaking of the male form and form in general, the male form doesn't get enough attention on the silver screen, and it's a shame. Men's Fitness decided to correct that with a list of the 10 fittest movies of all time.
Oh.
Here they are in no particular order. Raging Bull, Fight Club, 300, the Rambo movies, Any Given Sunday. There's a lot of men walking around with their shirts off in these
particular... I was going to make a movie called 300 that was just about my weight.
There you go. Pumping Iron, the Rocky movies, Bloodsport, Enter the Dragon, and Hercules from a year before I was born. Hercules, 1958.
Oh, the original one, yeah.
Former Mr. Universe Steve Reeves inspired the new era of muscle on film. So there it is.
Paul Blart, Mall Cop didn't make the list?
Oh.
I've seen all of those except for Hercules.
Hello, Hercules. Oscar. We're so glad you came to see the movie.
Yes, sirree. Look at our flexing muscles here. On Sunday night, the night of the deadly mass shooting at a Texas church, Marilyn Manson took to the stage in San Bernardino, California, and pointed a fake rifle at the crowd. The rifle had a microphone on it so he could sing into it. Oh, and he was in a wheelchair because of an injury he suffered in September after a prop fell on him at a show. Here's the icing on the cake. San Bernardino was the site of the deadly shooting that killed 14 people less than 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this was a pretty controversial move, but Manson released a statement yesterday explaining his motives. He said, quote, "This was an act of theater in an attempt to make a statement about how easily accessible semi-automatic weapons are and how seeing them has become normalized. My empathy goes out to anyone who has been affected by the irresponsible and reprehensible misuse of real guns." So that's Marilyn Manson being controversial, as he has been throughout his entire career.
Yeah.
Kind of weird to
but
see
you
him
get
with
to a point
gun.
Where that purposeful controversy is just sad. And I'm sorry a prop fell on him.
Yeah that's a shame. According to a new survey, the majority of Americans say they've told a lie or made up an excuse to a relative during the holidays to avoid an uncomfortable sleeping situation. This is funny.
Really?
81% of us have wound up losing the battle and sleeping somewhere uncomfortable when sharing a house with our relatives. 62% have wound up on a couch, 44% on the floor, 13% on a tiny children's bed. I've been in there. And 7% in a tent in the backyard.
In a tent?
The survey also found 46% of people say the worst fights they have with their family during the holidays are over who's sleeping where. Any thoughts on that?
I get the shaft because I'm the youngest.
Yeah.
And for years before, I would say up until last year, my sister would never set up a way for Shannon and I to share a bed. So
would you be separate?
We would always be separate like little kids.
Yeah.
I feel weird because I may have boyfriend girlfriend situations down here for Thanksgiving, perhaps.
Yeah. Okay.
Or maybe Christmas time. So I'm entering into this zone of controversy, and we have you know, we have 1,800 square feet here, so it's going to be interesting.
I'm with you. Your daughter's still in her 20s. This was when I was 38.
So you're okay with me having her sleep inside on an air mattress in the studio, and he will be in the garage.
Your home, Mike.
The garage.
Out of respect to your home, he can sleep on the lanai. I'll say this, that I went to my sister. I said, look, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. We're engaged. Can we please
share?
Can you you have the square footage to give us a big air mattress? Can I just lay? I'm already doing it. We live together.
Mm-hmm. And I'd be comfortable maybe down the road, the little sleepy motel. You know what I mean? Then I'm not around it, and I don't have to worry. I see him waking
get
up.
Get it out of your
coming
house.
Out scratching his balls at 7 o'clock in the morning.
With
I don't
abs?
Want to see that.
Yeah, I would say that'd be the worst. Yes. The morning would be bad.
Yes, thank you. Here's more proof that no food or drink is immune from being hijacked by all those trendy holiday flavors. Apparently, salted caramel Pepsi is now on sale in stores around the country as a new limited-time holiday flavor. According to people who've tried it, it tastes like normal Pepsi as you drink it, but has a sweet aftertaste, almost like butterscotch. If that's not enough liquid sugar for you, there's also a new Mountain Dew flavor out for the season called Holiday Brew.
Hey, now what's that?
It's a mix of regular Mountain Dew and Code Red.
That's fantastic.
That's fine.
That's just good.
A big
why not?
Red and green.
I like
that. That's pretty amazing.
You'll see that red and green again.
And now a little something. It's good to see a company that knows what its customers want. The people at Hidden Valley Salad Dressing know that one little bottle of ranch isn't enough to meet your daily ranch needs, but this might be. They have just started selling kegs of ranch dressing. Kegs!
Oh.
While technically mini kegs, still kegs of ranch dressing. The kegs are about 10 inches tall. They keep the dressing insulated and fresh, and the company says each one contains a year's supply of ranch dressing. Yum. Mm. And they only cost
$50.
$50? $50. On a related note, we are adding a new show to the Moore lineup starting next week. Mm-hmm. It's Rob Ford's Giant Salad Party. There we go. Thank you very much. You know, he's still the gift that keeps
poor
on giving.
Rob.
He still gets the joke.
So
he's
so
got
good.
About an 80%. Yeah. Rob Ford's Giant Salad Party.
Hey, bring your own fork.
Yeah, that's going to be great. We only have one. No blue cheese, just ranch.
We'll take a break and come back with a very abbreviated audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. You suck
so bad. Yay, Oscar!
Woo! Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana.
And this is Todd Moore.
You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
That's right, and we are here to help get you all your tech news, reviews, and apps you need to
Todd.
Own.
It's very simple, and it's absolutely free.
Very
so
simple.
So subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And for the record, we're not banging.
Well,
quick sidebar.
Yes.
Sunday. We're in a bar in New Orleans, right? We're waiting for our flight. We're just getting hammered. And I said, Todd, maybe we should take Jake 411 to the next level. Let's make a video presentation. And he goes, you know what, Oscar? I don't like being photographed.
That's awesome. Oh, my God. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today is Election Day. One of the great examples of democracy in action. Right here in the U.S. of A. Don't forget to vote for great savings and convenience by using our Amazon portal. Cast your ballot for bargains. Be a great patriot like Phil Druin, who just exercised his freedom to choose 200 individual packets of Miracle Whip. Hooray for Phil! Making sandwiches great again. Jim Sandville, who spent over $600 on a new home security system because democracy dies in darkness.
Yes!
And James Blackwell, who purchased a large bottle of Alasatin hand and body lotion. Don't leave him alone in the voting booth. Don't you see? Can't you see? Amazon truly sells everything. Plus, shopping Amazon, you know all the drills. Go through our Amazon page and get stuff right down. God bless the United States of America. Let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, November 7, 2017.
Do you know what I am with my audio vault and my iPads and my little sounds, Mike?
You're a rube.
I am, because Diddy was just joking.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, today I've come to the conclusion that you cannot play around with the internet. Due to an overwhelming response from the media out there.
Hate you.
And just due to there not wanting to be any confusion, I was only joking. Okay? I didn't change my name.
Oh, boo!
It was just part of one of my alter egos.
Yeah, okay.
One of my alter egos is love.
So important. You're so scary.
But to set the record straight, because I have a lot of press to do the next couple.
Just say you were kidding.
God, shut up.
All right, I don't like him, but I did find a guy that I love. And Mike, as a musician, you're going to like this too. His name is Jay Foreman. He is a British stand-up guy. And his gimmick is he'll sing a song you know, but sing it one syllable off. Because, you know, every note has a syllable when you sing a song, right? So he offsets it by one. It's easier to understand when you hear it. When he asks and what appears to be genuine requests from the audience, he does two Beatles songs.
The real challenge, ladies and gentlemen, is if I can do that to any song you throw at me. So, David, what is your favorite Beatles song?
He's playing guitar as well.
Here comes the sun, doo-doo. Doo, here comes the... Say it's all right, little dog,
and so on.
God, that makes me dizzy.
Yeah, the next one's better.
Hey, Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Sing along to remember to let her into your.
Autastic. Anyway.
I don't know how he does it, but he just takes requests from the audience. But his name is Jay Foreman. If you go and start searching him on YouTube, you will bunny trail.
That makes me dizzy.
It do make me dizzy. You should hear him sing Doe a Deer.
Oh, I bet.
It's crazy. All right, so Tony Romo's calling a game, and he makes an offhanded comment dissing Deion Sanders.
Peters doesn't want to tackle. That's one of the things I'm telling you. He's really good out there at the corner off coverage, but in tackling...
Not his thing.
No, and he makes Deion Sanders look good at tackling sometimes.
So, Deion Sanders has a moment to formulate a rebuttal.
Hey, Tony Romo, I'm sorry. I'm still in the camp, okay? I know people... Look, people just want to throw darts at a guy like Tony Romo when he comes in the broadcasting booth. Tony Romo is digging being a broadcaster.
And he's winning.
And I want more of this.
He's winning.
I hope so. I really hope he's doing well because I think he's great. I think he's really, really refreshing in the broadcast
Sometimes
booth.
I see Jim Nantz looking a little afraid of him because he talks.
Yeah, great. And better than Phil Simms. God, come on.
GM?
Like decades of vanilla. How about a guy that wants to say some fun? And he's funny about it. I mean, you make a comment like that, that's hysterically funny. He's a better tackler than Deion Sanders.
Wait, do you hear Deion's reply, though?
10 years as a starter, you're 2-4 in the playoffs. You ain't won nothing. I tried to bury the hatchet. Both of us work for CBS. I went and shook your hand and say, Tony, you're doing a great job this year. I thought that would be it. But nevertheless, you keep on shooting at me. Tony, what's going on, man? I got a gold jacket that I didn't buy. Dak says hi. And bye. Tony, leave me alone, man. I got a lot of ammunition, man. How many interceptions? 19 in 2012? Come on, man. You threw to everybody but me. Tony, come on, man. You know you never won the big one. So stop, man. Leave me alone. I tried to take the high road, but I don't know the address.
Man, he
prepared.
I tried
to take the high road, but I don't know the address. That's a great line. I want to steal that one.
I love
Fantastic.
This.
Okay. That's good.
Are you familiar if I tell you the name Robert Knight?
Bobby Knight?
No, Robert Knight.
Robert Knight. I know Bobby Knight.
No, he passed away at 71, did this song. You know the song. One of the rare songs to chart in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s because it was done by U2, Gloria Estefan, and Carl Carlton. Cause of death not released, but a great songwriter. Safe home, Robert. It's always been a favorite song of mine.
It is a beautiful song. I thought it was more contemporary.
It holds up.
Mike, you don't like it?
No, that's funny. All right. Go ahead.
And he's dead.
He is dead.
He's dead.
Okay. He is dead. Yeah.
He's dead.
Okay. Then let us let us close with this. Did you know that this week, it seems like there's a lot of gimmick stuff going on in the late night talk shows. Conan O'Brien this week broadcasting from Harlem. He's in Harlem this week.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's great to be back in Harlem. Fantastic.
I think Harlem's an amazing place. I really do. I love doing shows here in Harlem. I'll tell you why. It has changed. It is changing all the time, Harlem. It has changed so much in the past year. You know things are different when you hear the phrase, meet me at the Whole Foods on Malcolm X Boulevard.
That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Vote. Get out and
there
vote.
It is. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with the two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.